Robin Hood by Benedict Flynn. Late one night, a long time ago, before you were born, before your parents were born, a traveller made his way across a snow-covered field towards a great forest. The snow was deep. With every step, he sank up to his thighs. He was oddly dressed for an English winter. Wrapped around his head was a length of cloth like a Saracen's turban, and his leggings were baggy and tied at the ankle. At his waist hung a curved and jewelled dagger. Only the sheepskin cloak he clutched around him looked as if it provided any protection against the cold. He was not a Saracen, though he might look like one at first. When he sank up to his waist in the snow with the next step, he cursed in English, and across his back hung a great English longbow with a quiver of cloth-yard arrows. Up ahead, the shelter of the spreading oaks and broad beaches of Sherwood glittered with frost. There were many men who feared the forest at night. If this traveller had heard their stories, he gave no sign. As he reached the trees, his step was firm and confident, as if he was returning home from a day at the plough. The snow should be less deep here. I might meet Locksley before too long, and finally a fire. Locksley Castle for Christmas after all this time. Young Dickon at the roasting spit, too close to the fire. Roasting.